First Governor Tony Evers announced a new assistance program yesterday aimed at helping renters who have been impacted by the economic fallout tied to the COVID-19 outbreak. The announcement of the $25 million grant plan came as the state's moratorium on evictions came to an end. The Wisconsin Rental Assistance Program is funded through the Federal CARES Act. Our next guest joins us to talk about the WRAP program and its goals. Joel Brennan is Secretary of the Wisconsin Department of Administration. Secretary Brennan, welcome back to Central Time.
Thanks, Rob. It's great to be with you again.
Well, can you give us the basics of this Wisconsin Rental Assistance Program?
Sure. So the basics, you started to talk a little bit about that in the opening. This is through the Coronavirus Relief Fund. That's the most flexible funding that the governor and the state received via the CARES Act. And this is part of what the governor has announced this week of more than $1 billion worth of support from that. But this is specifically $25 million to help the more than 780,000 households that are renters in the state of Wisconsin. And so for those renters, as you mentioned, there's a moratorium that on evictions that lapses on May 26th, so next week. And this is in order to keep people in their homes. It's for assistance for rent. It can be for security deposits. It's up to $1,000 a month for 3 months. And we'll be doing this in conjunction. The state will be doing it in conjunction with local community action agencies around the state. There are 16 of them. They cover virtually every county in the state. So this is one way for us to very directly and hopefully efficiently get money on the streets to help people who truly, through no fault of their own and only through the fault of the coronavirus and the economic problems over the last several months, have the potential of having the roof over their head taken away. So we're trying to do this as directly and as quickly as we possibly can to ensure that people and families still have a safe place to live for the coming months.
Can you spell out who exactly would be eligible to get this grant funding?
Sure. So these are households that are 80% of the county median income in their specific counties around the state, with a focus on those that are less than 60%. I think it's clear that of renters around the state, a good number of them, more than a quarter of them, spend a significant amount of their household income, more than a third, on just those basic needs of housing. And so that this is directed specifically at lower income earners and trying to make sure that we do this on very much of an emergency basis. And so practically what this will mean is there will be a short application that will be done through the community action agencies. They will have the resources in hand. The state will provide those resources and allocate those resources to those community action agencies in the next few weeks. The applications, hopefully as much as possible, can be done online, and they will be certified there, and then immediately those checks will be cut. And the checks won't be cut to the individuals. They'll be cut to landlords, so to ensure that the money goes directly to keeping people in their homes and keeping them safe.
This is a fine point, but it could be important if there's somebody who's lost their job, say, because of a shutdown during COVID-19. Is that income requirement based on their 2019 income when they had a job, or can they point out, hey, I'm out of a job as of the last 2 months, and then be eligible?
Right. This will allow them. In fact, they're, as part of the application process, they have to they'll show evidence that through the COVID-19 crisis, either their most recent month or in the last few months, that their income has been affected by the public health crisis here. So this is in direct response, and people who have had, as you know, there have been almost 540,000 people who knew applicants for unemployment between like the middle of March and the middle of May. So there is no shortage of people across the state who have been affected. All of us have been affected in some way, but whose incomes have been affected by this. And so anyone who can demonstrate that, they will be eligible for the relief that this program can give them. So as much as possible, and as with a number of the things that we're doing, we will learn along the way. We are doing everything possible we can to maximize the federal relief that we have and make sure that we get those federal resources. But beyond maximizing it, it's how do we efficiently and effectively get these into the hands of people where they can help immediately. So we probably will learn some things along the way, but part of the benefit of this is we are working with trusted partners who we have worked with on other programs, and the state already has, through our Department of Administration, already has partnerships with these agencies around the state. So there are ones who already are doing programs at the local level. They already have relationships oftentimes with renters and people who use other services of theirs. So we hope that this is an efficient way for us to effectively get this into people's hands and have it be as effective as possible as quickly as we can.
Talking to Joel Brennan, Secretary of Wisconsin's Department of Administration, looking at a program aimed at helping renters in the state with grants to pay directly to their landlords to get them through the COVID-19 economic damage. We've heard from some Republicans, including Senator Van Wongard, saying, well, hold on, why are you doing this program? You haven't even caught up on unemployment checks yet. Concerns about payments going out to people. Not going out to people who have been waiting for a while. Can you talk about that side of the equation, those unemployment payments?
Sure. And, you know, if there's any individual who has filed for unemployment, we haven't been able to get money into their hands, that's a person who is hurting, and we need to do that as effectively as we possibly can. We have made significant investments both on the infrastructure side. Unfortunately, when it comes to unemployment insurance, it's one of the least updated and the worst in terms of the infrastructure. It's in some ways a 50-year-old system and still using very old technology. And so we've had to make some adjustments on the fly for that. We have also moved significant numbers of people over to be working on all the unemployment insurance claims. We have engaged call centers in this. So we are doing everything we possibly can. But the fact that there are still people out there who have not received their unemployment benefits is something that keeps us up at night, and we have to be working on every day. So we agree with anybody in the legislature and all those in the legislature who want us to move as quickly as we possibly can. So we are doing that. But even as we do that, and each day we're working on that, we need to make sure that people are doing things like keeping a roof over their heads. And so this is one way where we can use effectively the relationships that we already have, resources that are here that have already been allocated to us from the federal government, and getting those on the streets and into communities around the state as quickly as we possibly can. You know, there are places around the state, as you're aware and as your listeners are aware, that are reopening. And so some people may be seeing some light at the end of the tunnel when it comes to their own personal economic well-being. There are the federal government has increased unemployment benefits by $600 a week up until the end of July. And all those things are going to be things that I think are going to help people with their most immediate needs, especially housing for themselves and their families. But there are also going to be ways in which the state needs to continue that help. One thing I'd say to Senator Wongard and to all of the people in the legislature is we are doing everything possible to maximize the resources we have from the federal government. But I think there's also a clear, it's been clearly demonstrated that that's not going to be enough. So I'm hoping that no matter where people are on the ideological scale, that we can come together and work toward additional resources that can come to state, local, tribal governments for all the lost revenue over the last few months, because otherwise, and we're dealing with this already at the state level, but the financial and the fiscal issues that are going to be of concern there will only compound in the months to come. So I'm hoping that that some of that energy that the legislature has can be directed toward how do we ensure that we continue to get resources from the federal government to make things, to soften the blow at the state level, but also in our local partners, because there is nobody who has avoided any of the challenges and the problems that have come through COVID-19.
With the rental assistance program, if somebody's listening and thinking, hey, this is me, I'm in that income category, having trouble meeting my rent, I think I'm eligible, how and when can they apply?
Yeah, so we are right now, in the next several days, we're going to be finalizing contracts with the community action agencies. WISCAP, the Wisconsin Community Action Program, has information on their website. On the Department of Administration website, through the Division of Energy, Housing, and Community Resources, I would say that it will probably take us the next week to 10 days to stand all that up and ensure that the contracts are let and make sure that we can get all the application processes ready to go. But when that happens, then people will be able to go right there and be able to do those applications. And I hope we're going to be able to make sure that we get those resources out quickly. Again, one of the benefits of this, or where we are now, is the federal government, through the CARES Act and through the Coronavirus Relief Fund, has already disbursed those monies to the state government. So we won't be waiting on the federal government for these, and we are going to make sure that this money goes out into communities as soon as possible and into these trusted partners. So people will be able to find out more on those websites, and they will be working with their local media, with their local partners, to try to communicate this as much as they can in the next several days, as we lead up to people actually being able to apply and then get these resources in their hands.
Secretary Brennan, thanks for joining us today.
Rob, thanks a lot. Thanks for all the work that you're doing at a really important time. I truly appreciate it.
Thanks. That's Joel Brennan, Secretary of the Wisconsin Department of Administration. He joined us today to talk about Governor Tony Evers' $25 million assistance plan for renters in the state, funded by the Federal CARES Act, aimed at helping renters deal with the economic fallout of the coronavirus pandemic.